gays. A cursory search of the web tells me that homosexuals make up less than 10% of the population of the world. Maybe a lot less. Some estimates put the gay population share at less than 1%. No matter how you cut it, gays are a definite minority. And since they don't reproduce, how come there are any living homosexuals after millions of years of evolution? We now know that there are not only gay people, but other animals that indulge in gay sex. The fact that there are any living gays indicate that the gays actually do reproduce. The question is, how? Possibly gays actually do have heterosexual sex. Weaker males imitate female behavior and convince the stronger males that they're female, or partially female. The dominant male allows the effeminate male to associate with his wives, and thus the effeminate male occasionally has sex with females, and the beat goes on. The effeminate male has children and the dominant male provides childcare. What's not to like from the viewpoint of the gay man? The lesbian version of this behavior may also be about reproduction and childcare. A dominant female convinces a submissive female to provide childcare for the dominant female's children. The gays are largely free of the childcare burden. They're dinks. Double income, no childcare. That's a huge economic advantage. That's how gay ideologies take over societies. The gay's behavior is genetically based on deceit. As the LGBT whatever crowd becomes more fashionable, the communication channels of the society become saturated with lies. That's how Sodom and Gomorrah became so toxic that Lot's wife turned into a pillar of salt just from looking at the ungodly mess. The job is part of the gay agenda. The job is primarily a mechanism for inhibiting the ability of straight males to reproduce and enhancing the opportunities for gay males to reproduce. And there are other social institutions that are designed to enhance the opportunities for gay males to reproduce. The Catholic Church is a perfect illustration of what I am saying here. Think about it. The rise of gay ideologies is one part of the authoritarian dementia that occurs at the end of authoritarian social systems. Gays congregate in the cities. Straights flee to the country. Finally, the cities crash and burn. I am not trying to promote the persecution of gays. I am advocating an honest conversation about the evolutionary and social mechanisms that govern our sexual behavior. The fact that we now have the science to determine who the father is, shortly after birth, is a huge step towards a more rational solution of the distribution of childcare responsibility. If we minimize criminal authoritarian behavior, we can have a more stable society where gays and straights can live together in peace. Freedom works. Slavery sucks.